most important for you and me is that we grow in grace. It's important for you to know the message of God's free and sovereign grace. It's the very foundation of the gospel, that we are saved by grace, that it's not by works. Many of you have been raised in churches where you've been taught what I call the legalistic gospel. You're saved by keeping the commandments, by being a good person. You're saved by baptism. You're saved through being a Catholic or Methodist or a Baptist, Presbyterian, whatever. The truth is that God's grace is totally unmerited. God has saved you and blessed you, but there was no cause in you that caused God to come to you and do for you what He did. We're saved by grace and grace alone. We do not frustrate the grace of God by adding something to God's grace. It's sovereign. It's an act of God. And it's without a cause on our part. Our goodness did not move God to give us life. I ask those of you who are watching today, and you think that you can be saved or you've been taught that by law keeping. Don't you hear what the law says? What a scary thing it is to be under law. For God to demand that you be perfect inside and out. Every day, you as a believer in your nature, it's so sinful. You need a lawyer, a good one, because you're guilty. The blood of Christ cries out on your behalf, forgiveness, righteousness, no condemnation, no judgment. That's the power of the blood of Christ. Law or grace? I hope that you and this church, we stick to the message that salvation is by grace alone. We don't add, we don't subtract. I'm not out to scare the hell out of anybody. I'm out to preach the good news, the glad tidings, that salvation is something God does, and He does it in a powerful way. We're not under law. We're under grace. I pray that God will bless you and that you will grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ.